This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. And the second verse, well, it's the same as the first. Riots and unrest that broke out in many cities in the wake of the George Floyd death in Minneapolis last May caused a surge in gun sales at a time in which demand was already through the roof. And the spike in sales never really stopped. And we just saw the busiest December on record for gun sales with over the course of 2020, nearly 21 million firearms were sold to Americans. Still, some gun store owners say they're anticipating another rush in the wake of violence in Washington, D.C., and the prospect of more unrest in the weeks ahead. Melissa Denny, who owns Pistol Annie's Jewelry and Pawn in Washington State, says she expects another onslaught of customers concerned about their personal safety. She said, "We're absolutely going to see a surge. People feel they need to protect themselves from that element of people who've lost their concern for their fellow mankind. It's us versus them. Somewhere along the lines, people have lost the ability to revere human life. Storming of the Capitol will only increase sales in an already profitable time." Danny said 2020 brought new customers daily. She said people came in every day saying never owned a gun, never wanted one, because they felt safe in the country, but now they feel vulnerable. In Alabama, pawn shop owner Tom Hand says he's already seen the increase in demand from customers. He said, "In the last week, since politics really kicked into high gear, we've noticed a dramatic increase with long-time gun owners as well as first-time gun buyers. While demand is high, he says ammo sales are even higher. The hardest thing going for us right now is trying to keep product available. It's trickling in and pouring out." Los Angeles gun stores are also reporting another spike in interest in purchasing a gun. We get several area gun stores. We're seeing an uptick in first-time buyers. Redstone Firearms in Burbank told CBS LA it saw a sudden 40% increase in people looking to purchase a gun, take safety classes, and shoot at their range. Co-owner Geneva Solomon told CBS LA Thursday, "All of a sudden the text messages and the phone calls and the emails began to skyrocket. We woke up and just had a lot of different sales online, and today we have an influx of business that we typically wouldn't see on a Thursday." One of those new customers was a woman named Kimberly Bailey, who visited Redstone Firearms to pick out her very first gun. She said, "It's a little scary, but I feel it's a very necessary thing to do right now," adding that the safety of herself and their elderly mother is top of her mind. She said the attack on the Capitol just kind of put a nail to it. It's something that I always knew that we needed to do, but yesterday I kind of like said, let's go. And she said that while the new purchase gives her a sense of safety, she hopes the only place she'll have to fire it is at the range. She said, "The biggest concern is just to know that you're protected, but you hope you never have to use anything, of course, but you just want to know that you feel like you're okay. I feel like there's a lot of Kimberly Baileys out there. I talked to one of my old bosses. He's like, I've been meaning to get one." I was like, "You need to go ahead and do it." Right? A lot of people finally pulling that trigger, so to speak, on their first gun purchase. Not because they're ready to march off to fight in Civil War 2.0, but because they're concerned about being caught in the crossfire if widespread violence does erupt. And if gun control supporters like Joe Biden really want to take steps to see fewer firearms in the hands of Americans, the best thing they could do now would be to try to de-escalate some of the tensions in the country. That would at least slow the surge in demand taking place from coast to coast, but instead, the anti-gun politicians are already trying to use this unrest as justification for more gun control law, which is sure to keep demand for firearms at record high levels and prompt people like the Kimberly Baileys of the world to embrace her right to self-defense for the first time in her life. it's nothing new. You know, I mean, there's some most of the places around me are pretty low. Most of the stuff they have is used. I do go to one place in West Columbia that has a lot of new stuff, and that's where I bought the last one, two, three, four. Four guns. Is that right? No, three. Last three guns, and I bought one from my buddy. Shout out, Bruce Brucci. So, and we didn't go have a background check. It was between me and him. So, this should not come as a surprise to anybody. Anybody, really. But I'm sure it does. I'm sure there'll be a lot of people. And you know one thing? The thing that impressed me about what happened at the Capitol is there were no guns there. This is Washington, D.C. Nobody can come in from outside of D.C. It's hard enough to be able to carry a gun in D.C. As a matter of fact, the only armed people in the Capitol were the Capitol Police and certain members of Congress. So, and yet, I'm sure they're going to do whatever they can, and they're going to do as much of it as they can. And we need, this is where the states are going to have to stand up. This is where the attorneys general are going to have to stand up. They're going to have to get past if the courts are not going to help us out, then the states are just going to have to stand up and say, that's fine. We'll start our own little conglomeration of things to do trade since you're going to try to cut us off. And we're going to cut off everything coming to you. Everybody, all this federal tax and everything, we'll cut that off coming to you. And we'll see how you like that. But we'll be fine. We'll be okay. Because the fact of the matter is, places where they don't have draconian gun law don't have the kind of crime where they have draconian gun law. Simple fact. Not something I'm making up. Just didn't come out of it. I just didn't think I would, say something that, just flies out of my face without any proof. The statistics are there. Are they going to try to ban things? Yes, they are. Are they going to try to reclassify things? Yes, they are. Are they going to try to take things and make things? And I mean, the big problem is going to be they don't know where most of these things are. They might know where mine is because I talk about them. But then again, right after I get done with this radio broadcast tonight, I'm taking everything out and I'm going to go out and go kayaking. I hope I don't have an unfortunate river accident. Because then that becomes their, they can only spend so much time. So they can only spend so much time dealing with some of this stuff before they have to move on to the next one. And the other problem is they're going to have to project this force into these locales. And I would imagine at the very least we'll see a bunch of Bundy ranches occur, a lot of face downs. Because who is law enforcement in your locality? Well, it's your people, right? You probably got ATF people that live around you that come from your locale. The problem comes not in passing the law. They might be able to do that. I don't think it's going to be a slam dunk because they've got a split House and they've got a split Senate. But it's definitely going to be hard to do. But the thing is, passing the law and enforcing the law are two different things. And once again, they're throwing the cops under the bus. They're still throwing the cops under the bus. I read something about Austin, Texas. Crime is up in Austin, Texas. I was going to get to that with Dan yesterday, but then the lights went out in South Carolina. So, the demand is up. It will keep going up. With each and every passing day, we become stronger. We dwarf the left. Make no bones about that. We dwarf them in numbers. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Chrysler.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expansive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from Sunny-Bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from Sunny-Bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click Sunny-Bay.com. That's Sunny-Bay.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
To you live, this is Lock and Load. It's estimated that there's 75 million pistol magazines in the United States that can hold more than 10 rounds of ammunition. And the number of rifle magazines with at least a 10-round capacity is even higher. Most pistols that are sold in the United States come standard with magazines that hold between 10 and 17 rounds. And these magazines are such a common item that it's odd to know a gun owner who doesn't have at least a few of them in their possession. And most of us probably couldn't even tell you how many we have in the gun safe or in a range bag. But a pair of Washington State senators, however, are claiming that these magazines aren't actually common at all. Seattle will listen to this later today. Tucked away in a new bill filed by Marco Leas and Patty Kuderer that would ban large-capacity magazines is this rather odd assertion. The legislature further finds that this is a well-calibrated policy based on evidence that magazine capacity limits do not interfere with responsible lawful self-defense, and data self-reported by the gun industry showing that the vast majority of handgun magazines hold 10 or fewer rounds. That might have been true in the 70s. It is not true today. I'd love to know what they're citing. But Leas and Kuderer chose not to reveal the source of their claim, of course, because while also limiting their statement to pistol magazines, they conveniently leaving out all the rifle and shotgun magazines would also be banned under their bill. The anti-gun senators can try to downplay how many large-capacity magazines are out there, but we know that there are more than enough to be considered in common use and protected by the Second Amendment. And in fact, just a few months ago, a three-judge panel of the Ninth Circuit of Appeals, which is federal jurisdiction over the state of Washington, ruled that California's ban on large-capacity magazines violates the Second Amendment. Which, that's a problem from the get-go for these Washington yahoos. From the opinion in Duncan v. Bercera, it criminalizes possession of half of all magazines in America today. It makes unlawful magazines that are commonly used in handguns by law-abiding citizens for self-defense, and it substantially burdens the core right of self-defense guaranteed to people under the Second Amendment. Well, how about that? Looks like the anti-gun Democrats proposing the mag ban in Washington State haven't read the Ninth Circuit's decision too closely. Or maybe they just don't care. But they must have glanced at it because they've taken a couple of steps to try to differentiate their bill from California's law. Lias and Kuderer included a grandfather clause permitting current owners to maintain possession of the magazines they legally purchased, while the California mag ban that was declared unconstitutional in the Ninth Circuit a few months ago required the existing owners to turn them in or destroy them. That won't be enough to save the bill from a similar legal challenge, but because the California mag ban case is still a live issue, that hasn't reached the Supreme Court, and if Washington's magazine ban passes and becomes law, it will most likely take effect before SCOTUS had a chance to hear and rule on the California case. At the moment, we're still waiting to hear if the Ninth Circuit will grant an en banc review of the case, which would add another step in the process, and several more months of legal arguments and impatient waiting before a cert petition could be filed at the court. And that's a pretty long way of saying that if you're a Washington State gun owner, start contacting your state senator and representative and encourage them to reject this stupid measure, which is squarely on the wrong side of the Constitution and, frankly, is the type of law that both the left and the right should work to get rid of, not try to put on the books. Because there's actually a lefty argument against magazine bans, even if they don't care a bit about the Second Amendment. Both Leas and Kuderer, Leas, whatever it is, have expressed concerns about racial inequality in the criminal justice system, and yet they're creating a new crime out of thin air that will primarily be used against young minorities in the state's biggest cities, locking them away or branding them as a criminal for a nonviolent victimless crime. This bill stands in stark contrast to their very lofty goals of a smarter and fairer criminal justice system and perpetuates the problems that the senators say they want to solve. It is a very bad bill, and that's going to infringe on people's rights. But people in prison, you know, put them there for no reason and do nothing to prevent violent crime if it becomes law. And my hope is that people across the political spectrum are going to realize the fatal flaws in the idea of the proposed legislation and contact their lawmakers. If you're in Washington State, though, you should really be picking up the phone right now. But make no mistake about it. This is what the left would like to do anyway. And one of the things that when I get out there and I see some of the stupidity that they want to peddle with us, I'm reminded of Elliot Rodgers. Isla Vista, however you pronounce that. That kid who was making the YouTube videos saying, I'm so good looking, I don't know why girls don't like me. Then finally he'd had enough of girls not liking him. So then he decided to, go on a little killing spree. He shot three people, then he stabbed three people. And I think he ran over one or two people. I don't know how many people he shot. I'm not remembering. But what happened was, this kid, he was in California. So first thing he did was he went out and bought a gun, and he waited 10 days to pick it up. He had to take a class before he could take it up. And then he had to wait 30 days before he could buy another gun. So then 30 days passed, he bought another gun. Waited 10 days to pick it up, took that class. Waited another 30 days, bought another gun. Then he went out and bought 41 10-round magazines. And he loaded the 10-round magazines. Now, the kid, obviously, he didn't know very much about guns because he thought that was the only way he could make a gun feed that way. He could have just driven his very nice car. I mean, he had family in the entertainment industry. Driven that very nice car just over the border in Nevada and bought all the, full cap magazines he wanted to go. Because most magazines that are out there today are not high capacity, they're full capacity. They're standard capacity. Taking one down that runs for 17 and trying to make it into 10, well, you can do that. You can do that with you can fill it in and, change the spring and a few other things. We've been down that path before, too. But it changes nothing. It stops no crime. It only inhibits me and you. It only inhibits me and you. The only behavior it affects is the law-abiding. And they know that, too. They know that, too. And, they're out there. They want to throw... This is like the $600 payment they're willing to give to everybody while they have them starve. They're willing to let us have the crumb when we're entitled to the whole meal. If you're listening, Washington State, don't let that... You've already had a bunch of stuff come in at you. Stop it here. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Here we go!
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Before we begin, I'd like to say that free speech is under assault like never before.
President Trump's comments down in Allen, Texas. The president continues with a message for President-elect Joe Biden.
The 25th Amendment is of zero risk to me, but will come back to haunt Joe Biden and the Biden administration. As the expression goes, be careful what you wish for.
The Trump administration is expanding the coronavirus vaccination program known as Operation Warp Speed. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar telling reporters the vaccine distribution is going according to plan.
We have
gained confidence in the integrity of our distribution system, which has now successfully delivered to over 14,000 locations, essentially without a hitch.
You're listening to USA Radio News. Two Capitol Police officers have been suspended because of their actions during the Capitol Hill riot.
Capitol Police confirm an investigation into some officers' behavior during the riot. Representative Tim Ryan, Democrat from Ohio, told reporters on Monday that two Capitol Police officers have been suspended due to their actions during the raid. One of the officers had been shown in video footage to be taking a selfie with one of the rioters, while the other had worn a Make America Great Again hat and gave directions to the intruders. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A Northern Idaho internet provider will be blocking Twitter and Facebook for customers who are mad at the social media site's treatment of President Trump and want it to do so. Your T1 Wi-Fi provides internet services to Northern Idaho and Spokane, Washington. The company saying in a release that they do not believe websites or social networking sites have the authority to censor what you see or post and hide information from you and your family. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. You want to know one thing? I can't, and nobody's putting this, putting out this little ditty. But this time last year, I was getting wound up to go to Las Vegas to SHOT Show. I was going to go out there and catch COVID-19, among other things, and do the SHOT Show thing, the Radio Row thing, all those other things, and at the same time. There was going to be a rally in Virginia for the Second Amendment. And I knew some people that were going. And I tried very hard to talk them out of it. The way they were setting this up, I thought it was a set up. And I didn't want to see people I knew go get down there. It was almost like they were being herded into an area. They had a little fence enclosure where there was going to be people going there armed. And people did go there armed. They went there armed. They went there plate carrier. They had their plate carriers on, their bump helmets and all their other things. And they still, when they left, there was no violence. They picked up their garbage. It was quite a nice thing to behold. And for some reason now, we're expected to be aghast at the events of Washington, D.C. on January the 6th, last week, where a vicious mob of revolutionary Trump supporters, we're told, swarmed the nation's capital and in an act of insurrection, unlawfully entered the hallowed halls of Congress. It was not like the fiery but mostly peaceful protests that were reported over the summer. And the media have been quick to claim that this is not a mostly peaceful protest, despite the protesters being, by any estimation, mostly peaceful. But this entire event's being categorized as a bona fide riot that has been fueled by Donald Trump's irresponsible and untruthful rhetoric. And as a matter of scale, we should note that the level of violence and destruction that occurred in Washington since January the 6th is some immeasurably tiny fraction of the violence and destruction visited upon cities across America in the orchestrated riots that occurred in the wake of George Floyd's death. And while the media and their preferred politicians are still actively and outwardly pretending that George Floyd's death has the slightest thing to do with racist police officers, it doesn't, and there's not a single compelling shred of evidence anywhere that it does. The media and its preferred politicians are simultaneously pretending that ordinary American taxpayers have no legitimate reason to be expressing their political outrage in Washington. And that's a contemptible lie. Just 10 years ago, we still lived under the naive presumption that in a free republic of the people, by the people, and for the people, the people's elected representatives should be expected to read and understand legislation before voting laws into existence. You might recall that Nancy Pelosi provided a legendarily poor answer when asked about the contents of the Affordable Care Act, known as Obamacare. The urgency for this bill was predicated on a perceived health care crisis in America, and the result was an abomination comprising 2,000-plus pages of pork disguised as a health care bill for the benefit of the American people. And she aloofly said, we have to pass the bill before we can find out what's in it. And that's when they were, that's their version of pressing her, by the way. They were pressing her at that moment. And that almost single-handedly delivered a Republican House later in 2010. But what's different today? The COVID relief bill is 5,593 pages. There's no such thing as a 5,593-page law because no legislator could read it and grasp it. Makes you wonder who wrote it, who compiled it. For purposes of comparison, the Government of India Act, which in 1935 was the longest piece of legislation ever drafted in British law, which provided for the government of what is now India, Pakistan, and Burma, is 326 pages. And I'm sure paragons of Republican virtue will object that no Indian or Burmese citizen representatives were involved in that piece of imperial imposition. Well, no American citizen representatives were involved in the COVID relief bill. The legislation was drafted not by legislators, not by civil servants, not by staffers or interns. Instead, a zillion lobbyists wrote their particular carve-outs, and then it got stitched together by some clerk playing the role of Baron von Frankenstein. The legislators voted it into law unread and indeed even unseen, as the congressional photocopier proved unable to print it. It was a bill without any sort of real physical form, but the yes man yesed it into law anyway. And what do you guys get? Well, some of you are going to get out of this, you're going to get $600. And you're going to receive this payment in the form of a prepaid Visa debit card provided by the Treasury, which somehow seems uncomfortably closer to the globo-socialist technocracy that the Democrats proudly envision than a paper check or direct payment to a bank account. Now, I don't know how many pages in this bill the $600 debit card actually accounts for. And you still got 5,600 pages to consider. And since we no longer live under the pretense that bills should be read and understand before voted on, or understood, or have a functioning media to demand such things, it's been left to curious or patriotic sleuths to discover that billions of dollars from the Treasury are also allocated to countless non-COVID-related endeavors in the COVID relief bill, like sending millions of dollars to Pakistan for gender programs. When you get that expected criticism from the public, the propaganda machines quickly go to work, claiming that this is the normal business of lawmaking, just over our heads of these unwashed rubes who and whose descendants will have to foot the bill for it. Calling the venue where these shenanigans regularly take place the citadel of democracy or the light of the world, as doddering Joe Biden recently did, is a bad comedy. Washington has become a dark and dirty den of vipers and predators, sluicing nutrients from taxpayer prey and with ever more sustainable zeal. Trump regularly categorizes the current state of Washington much more accurately. It's a swamp. Anderson Cooper, who he couldn't be bothered to talk about all the Antifa riots and the BLM riots. He described the Trump supporters in Washington this way. Look at them. They're high-fiving each other for this deplorable display of completely unpatriotic, completely against law and order, completely unconstitutional behavior. It's stunning. And they're going to go back, you know, to the Olive Garden, to the Holiday Inn where they're staying, and at the Garden Marriott. And they're going to have some drinks, and they're going to talk about the great day they had in Washington. They stood up for nothing other than mayhem. Cooper and the hoi polloi political class wouldn't be caught dead in the Olive Garden, but they're fitting for the middle-class schlubs who supported President Trump, he presumes. And his elitist derision perfectly exemplifies the disconnect that has driven hundreds of thousands of Trump-supporting protesters to Washington, and the political elites and the media exalting them enjoy such a lavish lifestyle only because of tax-paying suckers who stay in the Holiday Inns and eat at the Olive Gardens. Yet they believe themselves to be naturally entitled to so much more than we. They also believe themselves to be so much more enlightened, and thus, in any sane world, would be laughable. When Donald Trump said in the final debate that coyotes were trafficking humans across the southern border, countless college-educated media figures and even an elected official whose job it is to comment on and engage in politics attempted to poke fun at Trump for his claim because small feral canines aren't capable of physically dragging a human being across the border. They're not our intellectual betters. So, I'm not interested in being lectured by these pro-Marxist, anti-liberty, Democrat Party, or their media lackeys. We will not be silenced by the enablers in the GOP either. They're the ones that open this up. Now you guys get to see what's inside. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. right now. Click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus. A 30 count bottle of immune booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout. And the bonus is yours free. 2020safe.net.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Is the last time on the fire line coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. Over the last 6 months, Black Lives Matter and Antifa riots have caused $2 billion in property damage, killed at least 25 people, and injured over 2,000 police officers. Rioters occupied and burned a police station in Minneapolis. They attacked a federal courthouse in Portland every night for months. In Seattle, Antifa set up an autonomous zone where 5 people were murdered, including 2 teenagers shot to death when they drove too fast near an armed checkpoint. Senator Kamala Harris applauded the rioters. In June, amid the burning and looting of large swaths of Minneapolis, she said the riots were not going to let up, and they should not, and we should not. Then she raised money to bail the rioters out of jail. Seattle Mayor Jenny Durkin called Seattle's Antifa Autonomous Zone a summer of love before 5 people died. 2 months after the riots began, Congresswoman Ayanna Pressley called for more unrest in the streets. Vice President Joe Biden did not condemn the rioting for weeks. Along the way, progressive district attorneys have avoided prosecuting rioters. Insignificant crimes like arson, looting, and assaulting a police officer will not land a rioter in jail. Often, DAs refuse even to charge them. And when serial rioters commit more serious crimes, like throwing a Molotov cocktail at a police officer, charges are reduced or dropped. So, in short, Democrat politicians have condoned, rationalized, or ignored rioting by their supporters. It is no surprise that these riots continue. On the night of January the 6th, Antifa punched the Portland mayor, attacked a county warehouse or courthouse, and smashed local businesses for the third time this year. Now, the BLM Antifa riots are an important context for the Capitol riots and the response of Republican leadership. We should expect no better than we're seeing right now from the left. They're going to take advantage of everything they can. But on the morning of January 6th, many thousands of Trump supporters gathered near the Capitol, and after a speech, they marched to the Capitol grounds. Many stayed there, protesting outside, but several hundred people, including some with Antifa affiliations, pushed past barriers and into the Capitol itself. And along the way, they assaulted dozens of police officers, smashed windows and cabinets, and looted several pieces of property, including a podium and a laptop. Police officer Brian Sicknick died of injuries after a clash with a rioter. An unarmed Trump supporter, Ashley Babbitt, died after an officer shot her in the neck. That shooting was questionable, and it was probably, I think it was a negligent discharge. A barrier separated the officer from Ms. Babbitt, and other officers were only a few feet behind her when he fired. And it's worth noting that while some Trump supporters were rioting, others were merely protesting. Capitol police officers recognized this fact and opened the doors to the Capitol, saying they respected Trump supporters' right to protest, which is what we've been hearing all along from both sides. The occupation of the Capitol led Congress to evacuate its chambers, interrupting the certification of Electoral College votes. And when the police cleared the Capitol several hours later, they reconvened and completed the certification that same night. The Capitol riots was a, this was a serious event, and it was a violent event. But by any measure, death, injury, destruction, criminality, the BLM, Antifa riots were and will continue to be much worse because they're not over. They are not over. Because right now, BLM is still waiting to hear from Joe Biden for their expected demanded audience. Because they have a list of demands they want from the president. And he's not going to do them. He's not going to have it. The left avoids direct comparisons between the riots and instead implies that Trump supporters are particularly despicable because they occupied a government building during a formal electoral ceremony. If it was me, right, if I was the one that was out there saying, well, you know, I'd be like, one of the things I'd be saying to myself is that if they really wanted to have us, they would have killed each and every one of us because we had no defense at all. None. And instead, instead of doing that, they are simply they're simply out there just, you know, calling the agitators and despicable things and all these other fun things. The problem is that BLM and Antifa often attack public buildings. They do it all the time. In June, they celebrated reports, leftists celebrated reports that rioters near the White House forced Trump into a bunker. They also stormed the Senate building during Justice Kavanaugh's confirmation hearings and occupied the Wisconsin Capitol in an attempt to block legislation. Finally, the Capitol riots were not particularly disruptive. Trump supporters delayed the electoral certification for a few hours. It was more of a symbolic thing than anything else, at best. And now, after months of encouraging and rationalizing BLM and Antifa riots, the Democrats condemn Trump supporters and the Capitol riots in the harshest possible terms. Treason, coup, insurrection, sedition, terrorism. A lot of hysteria. And this is wild hypocrisy, but hypocrisy is normal. Bias or bad faith often leads partisans to condemn opponents for the same behavior they excuse in their supporters. No. What's really interesting here is what's coming out of the Republican side. That's really interesting to me right now. Because it's so transparent. You know, Ted Cruz called the Capitol rioters and protesters terrorists. Tom Cotton and Mitt Romney said they were insurrectionists. Lindsey Graham called for the arrest of everyone who entered the Capitol and raised the possibility of sedition charges. The RNC communications director called the riots domestic terrorism. A few things to consider, if you would be so kind. Those statements are overbroad and melodramatic. They fail to distinguish between rioters and protesters because there was a difference. They also falsely imply that anyone who smashed a window is a terrorist, which cheapens the term. And the question becomes, what explains their eagerness to join the left's hysteria? And it stems at least in part from a basic failure to identify with their voters. Many Democrats identify with the BLM Antifa rioters and see their violence is, at worst, a justifiable anger that goes a step too far. So, in other words, it's just a matter of bad tactics. Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez explained raising violent crime in New York by citing parents' need to shoplift bread for their children. As for the BLM Antifa riots, the congresswoman said that if you are calling for an end to this unrest, but you're not calling for the end of the conditions that created the unrest, you are a hypocrite. And that would apply here with what happened January 6th. Because nobody is interested for ending the conditions that created the unrest in this election. Congresswoman Presley justified BLM Antifa riots by explaining the unrest in our lives caused unrest in the streets. Republicans don't seem to understand how to relate to the anger of their supporters. Most of the protesters were white. Most were from outside D.C. Some are contractors. Some own small restaurants. Others were low-level employees, all people whom lockdowns have harmed. Most people at the Capitol were normal Americans with legitimate questions about election irregularities. They have a deep loyalty to a president who is not ashamed to call them his supporters and has constantly put working and middle-class Americans first on issues of immigration, international trade, and foreign policy. And these Trump supporters are rightly fearful that Democrats and many Republicans are eager for a return to the pre-Trump era in which both parties joined in selling out to China, flooding America with foreign workers, and draining our treasury to fight for someone else's democracy. These fears do not justify riots, but they do justify vocal protest. And that's why a snap poll on the night of January 6th found the plurality of Republicans approved the storming of the Capitol. And after 4 years of the president's record-setting popularity with rank-and-file Republicans, Cruz, Cotton, Graham still cannot grasp his appeal and his supporters' concerns. They spend too much time in the D.C. bubble. They probably will continue to spend that time in the D.C. bubble. Be back again in 21 hours. Between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.